Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman here with Track Wrestling for another edition of 7 Minutes brought to you by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Sam Hayswinkle is this week's guest. He certainly has a diverse wrestling career, four-time All-American for Oklahoma, placed third three times, reached the finals as a senior, made a freestyle Olympic team in 2012. Last year, at the age of 34, he makes a comeback and makes a Greco-Roman world team. Now he's the head wrestling coach at Oklahoma City University and NAIA program. We get a chance to talk with Sam Hayswinkle this week. And as always, check out collegewrestlerrecruiting.com, especially with a guest like Sam Hayswinkle. Here's a guy who's coaching an NAIA program, and this might be the best fit for you. There's a lot of options out there, and the best way to make a decision is to know what your options are. CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com can help you make that decision. Great resource, great people behind it. Can't speak highly enough about Robbie Vincent and his vision for this. Check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Now we get to a fun guest, has a great family legacy. His dad and his uncle are stars in the sport as well. We get a chance to talk with Sam Hayswinkle on this week's edition of 7 Minutes. Sam Hayswinkle, are you ready to go 7 Minutes?
I am ready. Always ready.
Your first question, if you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
Have more patience.
Let's go back to recruiting when you were in high school. What do you remember about it? What were your top three schools and why did you choose Oklahoma?
My top three were OU, OSU, and probably Minnesota, although those were my – I knew I wanted to go back to Oklahoma. I liked the guys a lot better at OU. It was what it really came down to. I really liked those guys in the recruiting trip, and I had a good idea Tion was going to go there. I think I had a better idea than he did. I think he wasn't quite sure yet, which – maybe that was me not being right, and maybe that was me knowing. I don't know. But it ended up being the right choice. We both ended up there and wouldn't change it.
What is the most rewarding victory you have ever had?
Oh, man. Making the Olympic team was probably the most rewarding. Although my first Olympic tryouts in 2004, I lost to Dennis Hall in the semis, and then he had the 17-minute match, finals with Brandon Paulson. And that match, even though it was a loss, was until the Olympics, was my favorite match, if you will. I felt like it was when I really turned the corner. I lost Dennis 4-2, and that was the first time I really felt like I was ready for that next level. So that was an exciting match, even though it was a loss.
If you could take one skill from any other wrestler and add it to your game, what do you think would benefit your wrestling the most?
I would want Jordan Burroughs' ability to win in the last few seconds when he's behind. It's incredible. It's a skill that I think very few people have it. His ability to keep doing it over and over. I think all the best guys, you don't get to be the best without being able to do it now and then, but it's amazing. Jordan just keeps doing it. It's crazy.
You made a Greco team. Any chance that we'll see you at either the Freestyle Olympic Trials or the Greco Olympic Trials in 2020?
There's always a chance. Because I love competing, but there's a whole lot of things I'd still have to see and decide about. And, you know, I'll see what rules they change. They always do. I know they're not supposed to, but something will get changed between the Worlds and the Olympic process. So we'll see, but there's always a chance.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you are the president. What would you want to change?
Me as the president. Oh, man. I have no idea. I would have to think about that for a while.
Would you put your dad and uncle on your staff?
I would definitely try to put them on the staff. I think if nothing else, to keep morale up. Those two, anybody that's around them is just like, man, they laugh all the time. They absolutely have the joy of the Lord, and they're fun to be around.
What's the last thing you tell yourself before you set your foot on the line?
Ooh, I don't know if there's anything I always tell myself. I think it changes match to match.
What's the greatest compliment someone could give you?
Well, the greatest I've received yet, the one that sticks out in my mind, when I graduated, John Smith told me he was happy I was moving on because I'd been a thorn in his side. And I felt like that was a really, really good compliment.
What's the one thing that your coach, and you can pick the coach, what's the one thing your coach yells at you that you can hear every time when you compete?
When I was training for the Olympic team, Michael Leitner had a thing, keep your head in the game. And that was our kind of thing to get back to your basics, to refocus. And I could always hear it. Every time he said it, I could hear it. And it was kind of our go-to thing that year, and it worked out well.
What's the strangest thing that's ever gone through your head during a wrestling match?
Oh, man. I've caught myself singing some really weird songs in the middle of the match. It happened a lot in college. I don't know that it happened much after that, but for some reason in college, I would just find myself singing just the oddest songs.
If you could go back and re-wrestle any match, which would it be and why?
Probably my first semis at NCAAs my freshman year. So I think I win that match, it would have changed how I did each next 3 years if I make the finals freshman year. However, I don't know that I would have changed any decisions I made in the match. I think I made the right decision. Just got out wrestled in the last few seconds. But if I could change one that I wasn't happy with, it was in Minnesota against Zach Sanders. And the refs made what I thought were maybe some bad calls, but did what I tell every kid not to do. And I got onto the refs, and as I tell the kids, it never helps when an athlete gets mad at the refs. They're not going to change their mind for you. And it's a match I'm one of the few matches I'm ashamed of today. I felt like I didn't react like I should have, and I had to apologize to a bunch of people afterward. So I'd probably change that one.
What's the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
I have no idea. I play a lot of disc golf, big disc golfer, but I think a lot of people know that. So that would probably be the most interesting, disc golf.
What's your greatest fear?
Probably losing one of my kids. Probably be my greatest fear.
If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
That is such a hard question to answer. I'd probably want to wrestle the guy from OSU that won undefeated all 3 years back before he wrestled freshman.
Oh, Yutaki?
Yeah, Yutaki.
Okay.
Would love to wrestle him. I like wrestling those best guys. That's part of that competition in me. I love facing off with the best guys and seeing where I'm at.
You are in a unique position where you've had success at every level, 4-time All-American in college, Olympic team in freestyle, world team in Greco. Rank the degree of difficulty of those three styles. Which is the hardest? Which is the easiest?
Oh, all right. I think Greco's the hardest, for sure. It's just that slower pace, and you have half the attacks, you know, that you can do in freestyle. So you have to be a little bit smarter, and you have to explode, and it's harder to come back when you're behind. Greco's the hardest. I think I liked folk style the best. I thought it took the refs out of it the most. But freestyle, you know, I really enjoyed freestyle. It's fast paced. goes well with my ADD. I like that you just right back up, right back in the action. So, I think I was a set grass. Kind of crazy, but yeah, I don't know. They're all three good. I miss Sambo. I wish that would come back.
Yeah, there you go. Didn't even throw that in.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's considered wrestling or not. But
sure.
It should be. I got to get into beach wrestling. I need to do them all.
Yeah.
Reese went and showed that it can be done. So I'm going to have to go try it out sometime, get Reese to come coach me. Because he's a great coach. He's doing something right over there.
Well, you just showed that you can go 7 minutes with us. We appreciate this time and all the best at the next phase of your career.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.